Well, thousands of homes across Ireland have crumbled because of defective bricks containing high levels of the mineral mica, which absorbs water and causes the walls to crack. But it isn't just homes that have been affected, but also farm buildings and silage pits. The epicentre of the scandal is Donegal, and that's where Leonard and Christina Toy live. Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to meet them.
Hannah, this is a typical mica wall. A wall built around about in the mid-1990s, block wall to hold silage on one side and to have a cattle pen on the other side. The wall is crumbling. It's ready to fall out. We had to stop putting in silage against it.
The walls, I mean, we're touching the walls now. They're like flaky pastry. That's the only way to describe them. They're just flaking away.
That is right. Up here, we call them the Weetabix walls. That's a name being given by a lot of young fellas round about the county. And they would remind you of a dry Weetabix, you could just reach for it and pull it apart.
But that silage would have been for your cattle, so you still need to store silage for the winter. So what did you have to do?
Well, I had put up a new silage pit and leave that one lying idle.
How much did you have to pay for the new silage pit?
The new silage pit was around about 80,000 at the time.
But I haven't heard any mention of a grant for farm buildings that have been affected by mica.
No, there is no grant available. The IFA have mentioned it a few times. It has been mentioned at meetings here in Donegal. I was in contact with the Minister's office a week ago, and they know nothing of any grant for fixing farm buildings at the moment.
Because there's a conservative estimate that there may be 10,000 homes across Donegal and Mayo affected by mica. I've never heard an estimate for any of the farm buildings. But you're involved in putting up farm buildings across this area of Donegal as well. We're just outside Letterkenny. I mean, what do you judge the scale of the issue to be for farm buildings?
I would say probably 50% of the farm buildings in Donegal will have a problem. All the buildings in everybody's yard won't be affected, but anything built with blocks is a disaster.
What do farmers in the locality say about it?
Farmers in the locality are waiting, hopefully, that the government will do something for them. Like, they're not looking to get complete new yards built, but they'd like fixed the problem that's already there. It is a safety issue. It was announced there not that long ago that there's going to be a lot more safety inspections on farm yards because of farm deaths in every county, not only Donegal. And how you could come and inspect a man's farm yard that's fallen down with mica and tell him, I don't know what they're going to tell him, how he has to stop. I don't know, and there's no grant aid available for him to fix it.
The issue for you is that you don't just have it in your farmyard, you have it in your house as well.
We do have it. The dwelling house was built in 1997-98. It has mica as well, and we have the tests all done, the money paid for the engineers, 6,700 I think it was. That money's paid, and now we're trying to get on the next step of the ladder as full demolition. But that is very, very slow and very, very hard to get on.
Right. We go up and have a look at this house.
We can.
Come on.
It's a bit warmer in here anyway.
Well, now you've seen what mica wall looks like.
I'd never seen it before. Oh. And I wonder, is that part of the issue that it only affects certain counties and the people who live in those counties are disproportionately affected? That the rest of the country doesn't really understand the scale of the problem?
Well, the northwest would seem to be the worst.
So, in the house, Christine, how bad is it?
Well, it's pretty bad. Under every radiator, there's cracks. Outside, there's cracks. Shuttered wall, there's cracks. There's moist coming from the walls, which it smells like. Kind of wash the walls every other day because you can see it coming up through the floors.
That's a hard thing to kind of explain, or for someone at home to wrap their heads around, that the house is nearly kind of is cracking around.
Well, the damp's getting on out of the cracks, and then the frost comes, so it's going to burst the walls further. If you get mild winters, it'll probably not be so bad, but we don't get mild winters in Donegal.
So it's a waiting game.
It definitely is.
What's the smell like, Christine?
Look, it's rotten. It's an old, musty smell. Like, if you put your nose into the room, you'll not smell today because I'm home and I have a clean. But tomorrow, like, it's just a musty smell, damp.
And you have to constantly kind of battle against it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is it, where is it worse? Is it in the bedrooms?
In the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. So when you're going to sleep at night, you can mm-hmm. smell it.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to people who are listening who just don't understand it?
What can you do?
Like, it's
supposed
it?
To be your home for life, like, but...
Did you build this house when you first came here together?
Yes.
Did, yeah.
And you brought up your two girls here as well.
And we have a boy too, he's in Australia. But like, this house needs painted, it needs done up. What's the point in putting money into it? And it's just going downhill, you just wouldn't be Irish coming home to it anymore.
That's not the type of person you are, I can see. Like, the place is so well put together.
It's clean, but it doesn't, it's not clean.
If houses go long enough in Donegal without something being done, there will be people killed on a stormy night. Without a doubt. It's waiting to happen. I did hear where there was blocks fell off a gable and there were children playing and out around the house on bicycles and one thing or another. And they didn't hit the children, but the next time they may be the wall. And that's really not good enough. Where do you, like, you could speak all night, but the problem's still going to be the same. The money's not coming to the county fast enough. The scheme is too awkward to get onto, and it's putting people off. There are people handing the keys back to the banks, telling them to keep them. That has happened. I know people have done. And the houses are lying a wilderness. The hedges, the bushes growing up around them. The roofs are ready to fall in because the blocks can't hold them up.
Whatever about the farm sheds down below, would you be happy just to get the house done if the green light was given on the house?
Definitely would.
Yeah.
Because we can do the farm sheds ourselves. You like somewhere decent to live. It's too bad you work all your life and you couldn't have a decent home to live in.
Well, that's it. Our children are here. Anything happened to them?
You like something at the end of your life to pass on to somebody. Let them sell it or enjoy it or keep it, whatever they like to do with it, but like a house, the minute's a liability. And I'm like, oh, and a lot of houses are just a liability. And it's worse they're going to get.
Leonard and Christina Toy talking to Hannah Quinn Mulligan there. And as you might have heard in the news as well, a new political party established by Michael Campaigners has been given approval to fight in the local and European elections next year. So that issue most definitely is not going away.